right, I really don't want to do this, Tunch, but I would like to learn and be educated. I know you've gone back through the film from yesterday. Take us through some of the big mistakes that really hurt the Steelers.
Well, the first one, Missy, we're going to look at. This is the Allen Hurns, or the this is the two-man route, and this is going to be a post to Keelan Cole. And what happened is, or Keelan Cole, rather, it's man coverage by Ardy, and he's going to come up and play press. Cole is going to inside release, and then he's going to run the post route right here. Now, everyone else seems to be in man coverage. And so what we're going to see is James, and this is only a two-man route because they're going to match protects. James O'Shaughnessy is going to release to the outside, and he's going to run up the sideline, and then he's going to do a deep in-cut. You're going to see Joe Hayden's going to release him, and then Robert Golden is going to come up and jump on the in-cut, and then Joe Hayden is going to come down and try to help Artie Burns on this post. But I want you to see one thing about the good post. He's going to run it to this hash, and this is going to be a perfect throw by Blake Bortles. If he brings it over to this hash, then you're going to see how Joe Hayden can make a play on it. We're going to have to let it go. We're going to go. He goes out inside release, and he's playing. Notice he's playing outside in right there, and we're going to keep going. And watch the way. Look at the way Joe Hayden all of a sudden gets on his horse. As soon as he breaks his rod out, he knows that Robert Golden's going to jump on him, so he is going to start running. And sometimes you got to give Blake Bortles credit, man. He throws that ball perfectly just in between Joe Hayden and Artie Burns, and that's not a throw that we saw Blake Bortles make. I haven't seen him make that all year. Now it's important to notice why this works. So Mercedes Lewis stays in, and he's going to block out on Stephon Tuitt. The right tackle, Jeremy Purnell, and A.J. Cann, they're going to a double team there. You're going to get a squeeze here, and you're going to get Greg Robinson turning out on T.J. Watt. And then when Sean Spence comes in, you're going to watch Tommy Bohannon pick up the blitz. So there is right now you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys pass blocking, and that's why you can run two men in the route. So at the snap of the ball, it's a play-action pass. There's a block right there. Sean Spence is reading the eyes. You've got a block here. You've got him looking inside at Vince. You've got a block here, two-on-one here, one-on-one right there. And Leonard Fournette is scanning to look if he's going to pick up Sean Spence. If he comes, that's plenty of time for Blake Bortles and also a very clean pocket. So he can stand up, step up in the pocket, and let her fly. And that's just a great throw. Great job of high pointing the ball. And that set up a touchdown. Now we're going to watch this. This is going to be a classic example of when you get behind, you're trying to make plays, and sometimes you may, I don't want to say try to do too much, but you may want try to do too much. We're going to see they're going to be in man coverage. And right here, Allen Hurns is going to run an in cut. And on the outside, you're going to see Dede Westbrook run a deeper in cut. And what the Steelers are going to do is they're going to be man here by Artie. And then right here is Yeldon. And this is the swing pass that Yeldon makes a big play out of. And Will Gay sneaks up here, but he looks to me like he's the one that's supposed to cover Yeldon. Now, he's going to come back over here. And the one thing about that Will Gay does a great job of, he reads the quarterback's eyes. And he does a great job of baiting them to make a throw. So we're going to let the play run. And initially, he bails. Now, look how he bails out. Now, right now, he's looking at Yeldon. Now, Yeldon almost looks like he's going to chip at T.J. Watt. And he actually does. And when he's doing that, Will Gay is looking at Blake Bortles. And he's hoping that he can jump on an underneath route. But as the play goes on, watch the way Yeldon comes on the flat. Now, right now, Will Gay sees it, but it's too late. Yeldon is a 4-5 guy, and he is now off to the races. Artie comes off his guy, but it's too late. And Will Gay comes off his guy, and it's too late. And Mike Mitchell makes a play. Now, we're going to watch the quarterback's eyes. See right here, now he's coming back. Right now, Will Gay is in a good place. This guy does a really nice job of acting like he's going to block. But at the very last second, he is going to go out here, and then Will Gay is going to try to get there, but he's not going to. He's not. He doesn't have the speed that he once did. And just that pause. You can see it right here. He paused 1 second. That pause is the difference between making a play and making a big play for the Jags. And Missy, that's kind of the way the game went. That's kind of the way the game went. They were a step too slow and not able to make plays on the defensive side. And when you're in hot pursuit all the time, you know, we used to say, you don't want to be the posse. You want to head them off at the pass.
All right, Tunch, thanks so much. We're going to take another quick break. When we return, we'll talk about the future of several Steelers as we look ahead to 2018.